the opening monologue, The Right Side Way. And I will just start by saying this. Division is the devil's game. It is. Division. It's the devil's game. He loves to divide us. That's what he does. I'm sure by now you heard about the tragedy that occurred at the Olympic Games in Paris this week. A young Italian female boxer who I am sure had trained for years to earn the right to compete on the world stage was thrust into the awful position of being forced to fight a man who calls himself a woman, and if it wasn't so cringingly gross, it would be the stuff of a comedy. But instead, it's more like a Greek tragedy. The young female boxer from Italy was encouraged not to fight. People were saying, don't do it, you don't have to. But she is a fighter. That's what she does. She had trained for this. She had high hopes. She was wearing her country's flag. So with obvious trepidation, she entered the ring, and 45 seconds later, after several dynamic blows to the head from the man from Algeria, she threw up her hands and cried in frustration, and the fight was over. The tears, by the way, were not tears of fear. They were tears of great frustration, I'm sure. It's not right, and it shouldn't have happened. This is an awful affront to women in general, and I'm sick over what that young lady had to endure. The Olympic Committee, they ought to be ashamed for allowing a man, by the way, who failed the so-called gender test just last year at the World Boxing Champions. By the way, let that sink in that we have to have gender tests. Who failed the gender test just last year at the World Boxing Championships to be allowed to even enter the ring and literally steal someone's dreams. I mean, the public square is on fire right now. But division? That's the devil's game. So immediately, the transgender apologists and the liberal media jumped into action. Worst among them is Vox. Vox ran a headline yesterday that read, quote, "Discrimination against trans Olympians has roots in Nazi Germany." Did you catch that? Discrimination against trans Olympians has roots in Nazi Germany. So basically, if you and I see an issue with pretending that someone's personal suspension of disbelief allows them to inflict pain, discomfort, and insecurity on others so they can be allowed to ignore actual science and just live out their truth, well, then you and I are just like Nazis. This is called division. It's what the devil is best at. It's actually where he gets his very name, if you get down to it. Ephesians 4:27 tells us to give no place or opportunity for the devil to work. But what I didn't know until recently is that the word devil is actually derived from the Greek word diabolos. Diabolos, which means, quote, "one who falsely accuses and divides people without any reason, an accuser, a slanderer." Wow. Sound familiar? How dare you question whether or not she is a real woman. You're just a Nazi. And suddenly the accusations fly, and those too weak to know better back off because they can't stand up in the face of these accusations. Liberals love this. Liberals are all in on division and false accusations. And yes, I realize I just talked about the devil and then used the word liberal, but if the shoe fits, you know. If the accusations are false and inflammatory, well, division. That's the devil's game. Look, once you know the pattern and the tactics, you begin to see it elsewhere. The idea that liberals love to divide society with false accusations designed to slander and segregate can be found all over. A story broke this week. Not in the Olympics, something else. A story broke this week. It was buried among all the other headlines about politics and whatnot. Alabama's lone Democrat member of the U.S. delegation, Congresswoman Terry Sewell, was excited to announce on her social media platform that Alabama was soon to be the recipient of $383 million in federal funds. For what, you may ask? Reparations. Now, she didn't call them that. No. But that's what it is. Because apparently, unbeknownst to many, the Biden-Harris spendapalooza that was known as the Inflation Reduction Act, the massive $891 billion legislation that was signed into law in mid-2022, with Democrats crowing that it was the largest ever spend on turning back the scourge of climate change, well, it was said that it would create new jobs, fire up the economy, bring rainbows and unicorns to children everywhere. 2 years later, the economy's still limping along, and Democrats still claim the climate needs more money. But what we just learned, though, is that buried in that spendorama is $4 billion in set-asides for minority farmers who feel that they've been treated badly, or the descendants of those minority farmers who claim they were treated badly, or the folks who still have to pay debt on loans from former minority farmers who believe they were treated badly. That's a standard. You have to prove that somewhere in the past is a minority-owned farm, and that somebody remembers someone talking about somebody being treated badly on the basis of race. Then you fill out the application and you receive some money from today's taxpayers who had nothing to do with the ills of the past. Look, I don't question that there was and sometimes still is racism. I don't. I know that it exists. I know that it will continue to exist until Jesus comes back. It just will. I also know the sins of the past when racism was not only allowed but was legal are officially over in the U.S. Officially. I mean, bad things happen now because of occasional bad people, but as a nation, we have officially repented and made every effort to repeal, replace, and redeem that which was ignorantly and wrongfully done in the name of racial disparity in the past. But it's never enough. It's not. It's not enough, y'all. Liberals believe that if we don't seek somebody out who has a distant relative who may have suffered at the hands of a past racism, that modern America must have to pony up some money. And that's just wrong. Look, me personally, I've never treated the black farmer badly. My dad was an army officer. He never treated the black farmer badly. My grandfathers, they were both working men, one in the army, one in the steel plants. And to my knowledge, neither one was ever in a position to treat a black farmer badly. But my tax dollars and years are being spent to mitigate harm from generations past, regardless of whether we had any connection to it. If you want to do this right, then go find the actual descendants of the banker or the store clerk or the produce company or the farmer's co-op or the land baron or whoever it was that treated someone wrongly because their farm was owned by a black farmer. And then see if you can get around the statute of limitations, take them to court, and try to prove your damages. Or you could just get a bunch of Democrats in Congress to feel good about woke virtue signaling and just pass some big omnibus legislation that has a line item in it that doesn't end around the court system and pays people money with other people's money who had nothing to do with what the grievance is. Because, and here's the rub, because division is the devil's game. And everyone who dares to call this out for what it is, just reparations made to slander the present on the sins of the past, somehow you're now a participant in the past racism. There was racist activity. Somebody did something, and if you don't want to give someone money now, then you're just a racist too. Right. Look, don't buy it. All right? Don't let them tell you that you're something you're not. Answer their accusations with calm questions. Just ask them, when did I say that? Why are you lumping me into somebody else's problems? Why should I pay for what I didn't do? What proof do you have that it even happened? But more than anything, don't let them accuse us. Don't let them divide us. As conservatives, we are the ones who stand for the ideals of liberty, self-determination, freedom, democracy. As conservatives and Christians, we stand for all those things plus the hope eternal that a real and living God forgives. Those are our messages. That is who we are. And no amount of devilishly false accusation and behavior meant to insultingly divide us should ever be allowed to change that. Division. That's the devil's game. It's what he does. It's who he is. And we are not that. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Yeah, the division that you see, it's constant. Finger pointing, calls for reparations or, you know, claims that you're a Nazi if you don't like transgenders competing in women's sports. I mean, on and on and on. That's what they've got, right? Division. Name calling and slandering and division. And that's the devil's game. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.